This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today the study in which we've been engaged for the past several days, why Paul, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, was ready to die. In the face of a statement that he would be put into prison if he went on to Jerusalem at one point in the journey that he was making, Paul had this to say, as recorded in Acts 21, verse 13. What do ye, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. So Paul is saying here, if it comes to it, if it's necessary, I am ready not only to be put into prison, but also to give my very life for the name of the Lord Jesus. Now that certainly is a very important statement for him to make. It's one that every one of us ought to be willing to make, and one that I'm sure we must be willing to make if indeed we're to be the kind of persons that Christ would have us to be. We have been considering some reasons why he was ready to do that, why he was ready not only to go to prison, but even to die. I've suggested thus far that he was ready to die because he had a good conscience. He lived in all good conscience. Even when he was doing wrong, he did it in good conscience. And every one of us must live a life of a good conscience. We must do what we believe is right, and we must not do what we believe is wrong. And we must seek trying to learn the will of God with every passing day. A second reason why the Apostle Paul was ready to die was that when he learned what to do to be saved, he immediately obeyed it. He did not try to justify himself in the wrong that he'd done. He didn't try to make excuses about it. But he simply took what the Lord had told him. He took what the Lord's servant told him, to arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, and did it. And immediately after that, he began to live the Christian life. And we find in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, as Paul looks back over his life from the viewpoint of being very near to death, he says, I have fought the good fight, I finished the course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them that have loved his appearing. One third reason why Paul was ready to die was because he knew God would keep his promises. He knew that God would be with him in this life. The Lord Jesus Christ, in the giving of the Great Commission, is recorded in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20, Lo, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. And then Paul said, as recorded in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through him that strengtheneth me. And he knew that there would be no temptation, as he wrote to the 2 Corinthian letter, that would be able to overcome him, provided one would depend upon the Lord. For with every temptation situation, God would provide a way of escape. And so he could live his life in confidence that the Lord would be with him in all the trials and tribulations, as well as with the joys and times of happiness. Further, he knew that God would keep his promises in regard to being with him in death. You'll recall the words of the psalmist as recorded in Psalms 23, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Here the writer is including not only all the situations in which we're in deep adversity and great tribulation in life, but even the moment of our death. You know, there is that grand old song, I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Now those who believe the Bible and obey it and lay hold then upon the promises of Christ can know that they will not come to the hour of death alone. Even though our loved ones, the members of our families, may stand by our beds, in the time of our death they can go with us only so far. But the Lord Jesus Christ will be with us in death, and we will not have to cross that river alone. He was ready to die because he knew that to die would be gain. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. He knew that God would keep his promises of eternal life, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee the crown of life.